This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Game. He's got an angle route, and watch Edwards, the linebacker, just overrun it. Goff knows he's going back inside. Nobody could stick with Gibbs one-on-one. Edwards is kind of like, really, coach?
Tom Fink, looking downfield, letting it rip. DJ Moore is down there, and it's intercepted by Avante Maddox in the end zone. Maddox played it better, and he's got the pick for Detroit.
The ball snapped. They're trying to go for a fringe shot. I mean, they're trying to get all this in one play. DJ Moore's the primary receiver. And in this situation, because the corner is underneath it and the safety's over the top, there's not much of a place for Caleb to throw it. He's trying to thread the needle, but Avante Maddox playing center field just beats DJ to the ball. So that is just great team defense. A corner working together with the safety creates that turnover.
It's blocked. Williams going end zone. It's caught. Jadae Walker, touchdown Bears.
Nothing fancy. Here's Walker just running a post. It's cover 4. The near safety bites down on the underneath player. And then Amik Robertson has to try to play over the top of that. But he recognizes it late, and Caleb sees it right off the bat. You game plan for that coverage, for that route. He got exactly what he wanted, and that was great execution.
First and goal for the Bears. Williams goes end zone and is caught. Who else? Loveland. Touchdown.
Let's see if he's got it. And he does. Dean, you like it?
I like it. Hands underneath. He's in bounds. Looks like a touchdown to me.
Yeah, great job just kind of creating a void in that space with the corner route. Loveland kind of leaks behind it. It fishtails the other tight end. Great play design by Ben Johnson. Here we go. Let's see if they can tie it up.
From 42 yards out, trying to give the Lions the W. Snap and hold are good. The kick is up and good. And the Lions going to finish their year with a win in Chicago. 19.
And now it's time for Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Well, there it is, your final. The Lions take down the Bears in the final game of the regular season. Those highlights courtesy of Fox. Good morning, everybody. Judson Richards along with you for the next Count 'Em Yet's next 5 hours talking Bears football, a really wild NFL weekend as well. We will talk about it all. But most importantly, we are here with still at least one more game to follow, or follow and carry and discuss. And we'll have it all right here. The Bears and the Packers coming your way 7 o'clock on Saturday night. We do know the time. It's on Prime Video. It will also be airing on Fox 32 locally for the first time since 2020. The Bears are in the playoffs. First time they get a chance to have a playoff victory since the 2010 season. This will be a third go-round for the Bears and the Packers. Cannot wait for that on Saturday night. The phone lines, they are open. Plenty of topics to dive into, but I'd like to just ask you a rather simple one. It feels like a good middle-of-the-night conversation. Where is your mood as a Bears fan? Like, how are you feeling right now about this team? Is it joy? Is it concern? Is it, hey, just happy to be here as a 2 seed getting set to face off against a 7 seed of the Packers on Saturday night? Where is your mood right now as a Bears fan? 312-644-6767. That is the phone number. That is the text line as well. Again, Bears back in the playoffs, first time since 2020. First time they have a chance to win a playoff game since the 2010 season and the year of 2011. So how do you feel? We can go over all of the games coming up in just a little bit of our wild card weekend coming up next weekend. But what is your mood right now as a Bears fan? The Bears finished the year at 11-6. And the Detroit Lions, they actually finish above 500, 9-8. They finished the year. They are out of the playoffs again. Our final in this one, 19-16. Caleb Williams, 20 of 33 passing, 212 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Bears only rushed for 65 yards in this game on Sunday, a 3.6 yards per carry average. Not great. Certainly not what we're used to with this team. And leading receiver for the Bears, Colston Loveland, 10 receptions, 91 yards. Again, Caleb Williams threw for 212. He is now your all-time single-season passing leader for the Chicago Bears. 3,942 yards. That is 58 yards shy of 4,000. So the Bears still the only team in the NFL without a 4,000-yard passer. You know, I was fortunate enough to fill in for Mullenhall on Wednesday, also Spiegel and Holmes on Friday, and it was really, really challenging over the course of those conversations about the Bears to not look ahead. Now, we didn't know exactly who the Bears were going to be facing. I think they had a 60-plus percent chance for it to be the Packers, which it is the Packers, but it was tough to not talk about what it would mean for the Bears to get a playoff victory, how they're going to go about it, how do we feel about them playing in the playoffs. It was hard to focus on the Lions just because the Lions were out of it. And yes, there was seeding on the line, but the Eagles were not playing their starters. The Packers were not playing their starters. And so you wanted to look ahead, but you tried to stay in the moment. And Ben Johnson, that's really his job as a head coach, right? I wanted to look ahead, but I'm not taking the field and trying to focus on the game. Ben Johnson, that was his job, at least that's what he said last week, is although the Eagles were resting, the Packers were resting, no. The Bears, they were heading out to go. They're going to play their starters, and they're going to win that game. This was Ben Johnson from last week on just that.
I fully expect a great game on Sunday afternoon. And once again, we're coming off a loss that none of us are very happy about. And really, our emphasis is on getting ourselves fixed, getting our corrections made, and we don't want to have that feeling again this week.
They don't want to have that feeling again, right? They squeaked out a win against the Packers in overtime. Then they go to San Francisco. That was a shootout. Certainly was a shootout. But there were some frustrating things offensively in that first half, and then we know what the defense looked like, where it looked like Brock Purdy, if he threw the ball, he found a wide-open target, and if he ran the ball, there was no one there really to stop him. So this was going to be the game where they were going to get back on track. And then they take the field. I mean, they had nothing. Tom Brady, who I think this is what is 50th Bears game he called this season. No, this was his fifth Bears game he called this season. And listen to Tom Brady. You can feel, I mean, he called the Cowboys game, where maybe that was their most complete four quarters, besides maybe the Philadelphia Eagles game. And Tom Brady called that dramatic victory in overtime at Soldier Field against the Packers. Like, I feel like Tom Brady's really fallen for this Bears team. And he couldn't stop talking about flat. He said the word flat numerous times, and he put it on the offense and the defense.
Was this really America's game of the week?
Didn't feel like it. You know, it felt like it for the Lions a little bit, but it certainly didn't feel like it for the Bears. And then Aaron Andrews at halftime has a report, and she says that Ben Johnson was disappointed, and she said that Ben Johnson was surprised by how many mental errors they were having because it was a easier game plan. And it was like, what? Do you have Aaron Andrews? Here's Aaron Andrews on that.
Ben Johnson said one word coming out of the locker room at halftime. He said that was disappointing. He said, look, this was one of the easier game plans we had all year, and I've seen way too many mental errors. I said, what do you want to change about this offense? He said, we just need to score right here coming out of halftime. Defensively, the Lions have been 4-for-7 on third down, so you can guess what he said he wants to see a change defensively. Get them off the field on third down.
Yeah, that has not happened at all.
I was hearing Andrews on Fox, so that certainly had my attention. Why is it a simpler, why is it an easier game plan going up against the Detroit Lions? Is it because the Lions are hurt, right? They had no Penei Sewell. They had no Alex Anzalone because of a concussion. They were missing two safeties. They were missing a cornerback. They had a beat-up offensive line. And it's like, is it a simpler game plan because they aren't expecting a lot from the Detroit Lions? Here's a longer piece from Ben Johnson, really acknowledging what Aaron Andrews said, and then asked the question: Did you leave anything on the table?
Ben, you guys had two games against Green Bay that were just as tight as you could possibly have. How did you feel about the way that series went this season?
The two games against, good opponent. And, I think we're fairly evenly matched. Got a lot of respect for how well they're coached. I have a lot of respect for the talent level that they have in that building. And, I'd expect it to be another exciting game.
And what was your sense for why the offense took as long as it did to get rolling?
Yeah, that's a great question, and that's one that we'll have to take a look at the tape and figure out why that was. I didn't feel like it was one of our more elaborate plans. I thought it was one of our simpler plans, and so we knew a better job executing it and coaching it up.
Without having a chance to review it, Caleb's interception, what do you see on that?
Yeah, the guy made a heck of a play.
How do you switch the script so quickly to a new season? I mean, this is a brand new season.
Yeah, that's the name of the game here, though. I mean, we're quickly transitioning. We're locked in. The stakes are a lot higher here going forward. We can't afford to have a phase, one of our three phases, play like we did today. And so we're going to have to pick it up. And like I said, I get fired up just thinking about it right now, and I know our guys are too.
When you say the one phase, the offense?
Yeah, in particular, I was not pleased with the offense today.
When you say a similar game plan, were you holding back at all?
Nope.
What were you least pleased with offensively when you think about it initially?
The points. Only scored 16.
How much time, Ben, do you even spend correcting this game because you have such a turnaround?
Yeah, but we don't know when we're playing yet, but it's a normal game week, and we always have plenty of time to make our corrections.
All right, so that was Ben Johnson after the game. Judson Richards with you here on 6-7 The Score. I'm curious your reaction as a Bears fan when you hear that about a simpler game plan, and we're asking you quite simply, what's your mood as the Bears get set face off against the Green Bay Packers Saturday, 7 o'clock on Prime? It is also airing on Fox 32. I honestly am a bit confused, and hopefully Ben Johnson will have a chance to elaborate. The next time he talks to the media, he was a bit chesty. You could see in his face that he was frustrated. He was kind of clenching his teeth. It's not the media's fault that his team showed up flat. And you mentioned a lot, when you say a lot of mental mistakes, in my opinion, I look at that as poor coaching. Now, Ben Johnson has had an incredible season. I also think his two worst games perhaps could be the first time he played the Lions and then the second time he played the Detroit Lions. And I've had some time to think tonight about a little bit like what the tone of this show should be. Because as I said in the open, the Bears are back in the playoffs for the first time since 2020. This is a remarkable turnaround from not just last year, but really the entire Eberflus era. But here's the thing. This is not the time to celebrate an 11-6 season. Why? Because they have a game on Saturday. We will have an entire offseason, I'm sure, to probably pat the back of Ben Johnson and look at the draft and look at how they're going to fix this defense. We're going to have months and months of doing that. So just because the regular season has concluded doesn't mean that we should be taking victory laps at this exact time. In fact, I'm approaching this more as we've got an 18th game, and we're still in the middle of this season. So a simpler game plan, but you didn't hold anything back as the question was followed up there. I don't understand how that's a thing, right? You know, one of the reasons why Philadelphia was so angry at what we were watching from the Eagles is because their offense looks so simplified, meaning there are less motions, there are less shifts, and there are less areas where you confuse the defense. It's vanilla. And then Ben Johnson is celebrated for his creativity as an offensive mind. So when you simplify, it seems like what Ben Johnson does so well, you kind of stop doing it. This, to me, felt very much like a preseason game where preseason games, there's not a lot of scheming. It's very vanilla. You play straight up, and it's kind of man-on-man, and it is just kind of your basic football. It's a pickup game because you don't have a lot of time scheming and planning, and at times you're playing with guys who don't know other guys, and they may not be in a team very long. It kind of felt like that's how the Bears approached this one today. And I don't really understand why when Ben Johnson said throughout the week that we are playing our starters, we play to win here, and it's important that we not go into the playoffs after losing, or you don't want to go with a two-game losing streak. They lost to the 49ers. They just lost to the Lions. So that's two games that they've lost heading into the Packers, who have now lost four in a row, but the Packers also rested their starters. Right? The Philadelphia Eagles also lost. They rested their starters. So the Bears had the same outcome as the Eagles and the Packers, who rested their starters, but the Bears played their starters. And I know C.J. Gardner-Johnson was getting toasted today. He also looked like he suffered a pretty severe concussion. And it would be hard to imagine him playing on a Saturday night. I don't know anything about that. Right? They haven't come out with the injury report. If you saw the way he was being helped off of the field, it feels a little bit like common sense. Let's hear from Caleb Williams on the slow start. And that F word again, flat.
Caleb, Ben expressed his disappointment in the slow start offensively.
Yep.
Take on why the team didn't choke in the
fourth quarter. Don't know exactly. Got to go back and watch. I think we came out a little flat maybe energy-wise, and I think we got to do a better job of that, having urgency from the jump and getting that going.
You know, they certainly need to improve energy-wise, and energy, it's not going to be a problem against the Packers. There will be plenty of energy. One of the things about this Bears offense that it's going to have to simply be better on Saturday night. You know, the Bears offensively, like I just went over the numbers. The Bears finished the year with the sixth overall best offense, the third best rushing offense, the 10th best passing offense, and 9th in scoring, 25.9 points per game. Pretty good. Pretty damn good for this Bears team. The one area that seems to be a real issue for the Bears is the second quarter. They're like 24th in scoring in the NFL in the second quarter. They hit this wall in the second quarter, and it's one of the reasons why they find themselves playing from behind a lot in the second half. They're not great in the third quarter in scoring. They're very, very good in the fourth, as you can imagine, but they really kind of hit a wall in the second quarter. And it's like the starting out slow, yes, that is an issue. But also for this team, it's like they get up to 75 miles per hour offensively in the first quarter, and then they ease back to the slow lane. And it's kind of hard to figure out. And we're asking you this early morning, what's your mood as a Bears fan? 312-644-6767. Let's hear from Kevin Byard on the defense giving up big plays.
How's this group feeling overall? You've been kind of gashed for chunk plays the last 3 weeks now.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we just got to better at execution. We're still a confident team. We still feel like we're a really good team at the end of the day. It's not the end of the world. Obviously, we still have a playoff game, but I know and we know that we have to be better than we've been these past couple weeks. But we haven't played well on defense. So, obviously, we got Green Bay at home, a team that we know very well. But we just got to play better, and we got to really be real and critical of ourselves on this film and make a decision. Every single day, we got to put all our chips in on the table because at this point, you know, is win or go home. There's no more guaranteed games after this. We have to take this game and, like I said, it's win or go home at this point.
I was safety Kevin Byard, Judson Richards with you on 670 The Score. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by BC Bank and Great Clips. Here is, speaking of clips, here is a pretty incredible clip. Here is Jaquan Brisker after the game on what Detroit did.
Jalen said that they kind of used their strength against you. It's getting a lot of stuff in the middle of the field, their offense against your defense. Why was that? Why were they able to get away with that so easily? It seems like.
I mean, we're playing a whole bunch of man today. No help in the middle. A lot of, you know, picks, rubs. You know, really they schemed us up, and, you know, we just had to do a better job covering. And, yeah, they just got us in the right call. They just out-schemed us, really, just be honest.
They just out-schemed us, was what Jaquan Brisker said. That, you know, certainly I don't know if he meant to take a shot at Dennis Allen, and perhaps he felt like out-scheming us, meaning we all got beat. But anytime you talk about scheme, you know that your coordinator is probably going to feel that, and Jaquan Brisker was pretty honest. Now, I think one of the things that we're feeling watching this Bears team is, I don't know about you out there, but I think what I've been feeling a little bit is mortality, is that this team feels much more human in these last couple of weeks than we had felt as all of the magic and mystique of the six wins after trailing with 2 minutes left to go, which set an NFL record. No team had come back in that many situations with less than 2 minutes to go. And so it made this team feel like there was something magic happening, right? There was great win streaks. There was great drama. We were seeing more offense than we'd seen in years. There was an identity established on the ground. And then I watched the Seahawks play the 49ers. Right. And then you get really and comparison is a thief of joy. But man, if you were watching that game, the comp of what you were seeing defensively from the Seahawks after watching what the 49ers did to the Bears and then watching the Seahawks virtually gobble up anything and everything that the 49ers tried to do. I mean, just the constant disruption of Brock Purdy trying to have any sort of comfort in the pocket, the way they stop Christian McCaffrey. And then give Sam Darnold his props. Back-to-back 14 win seasons as a quarterback with two different teams? I mean, that's spectacular. So what am I feeling about watching this Bears team? Mortality. They, you know, the magic, the mystique. Do I think they can beat the Packers on Saturday night? Yes. Do I think there could be some challenges if they can't make Jordan Love uncomfortable, even though he hasn't played since the last time he was here at Soldier Field? The answer is yes. No matter who was coming to town, whether it was going to be Brock Purdy and the 49ers or the Rams in Los Angeles, thank goodness it's not the Rams, with their pass rush and, of course, Matthew Stafford, no matter who is coming to town, no matter who is playing anyone this NFL weekend, as the quarterbacks improve as you narrow the field, you are going to have a lot of challenges if you cannot cause some disruption to the comfort of the quarterback. And if you watched that game in Green Bay, I'm sure you did, the way that Jordan Love was able to beat the blitz against that Packer team or against his Bears team, and the way that he was able to deliver on third down, yeah, there was certainly some things that the Bears are going to have to be great. Now, this maybe the most disappointing thing today is, or yesterday I should say, is what fans at Soldier Field had to watch, because the Bears were on a six-game winning streak. and the 12th man has been remarkable. And the Bears have been very, very, very good at home. They were great at home until they lost yesterday to go from 6-1 and now 6-2 at home. So perhaps the best news is that the Bears are going to be home for that game on Saturday night. We are asking you on this Bears Monday, not a Victory Monday, we are asking you, what's your mood as a Bears fan? How are you feeling? Is it joy? Is it elation? I promise I won't shout you down if that's how you're feeling at 11-6. Or is it a little something different because of a two-game losing streak and just kind of not feeling like, where is that team that beat the Eagles so dominantly? Or where is that team that handled the Dallas Cowboys the way that they did? What is your mood? 312-644-6767. We will hear from Caleb Williams on the other side. Chris, I see you on hold. We'll get to your phone call coming up as well. Why was this team so flat? And should we be celebrating the year that Caleb Williams just had? We'll get to that coming up next on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score. On the fake, looking downfield, letting it rip, DJ Moore's down there, and it's intercepted by Avante Maddox in the end zone. Maddox played it better, and he's got the pick for Detroit.
The ball snapped. They're trying to go for a fringe shot. I mean, they're trying to get all this in one play. DJ Moore's the primary receiver. And in this situation, because the corner is underneath it and the safety's over the top, there's not much of a place for Caleb to throw it. He's trying to thread the needle, but Avante Maddox playing center field just beats DJ to the ball. So that is just great team defense. A corner working together with the safety creates that turnover.
All right, that was a call on Fox, the interception thrown by Caleb Williams. Hey, listen, it was nice to see them with the ball, if I'm being honest. It felt like it's like, can we get a couple more series for the offense? And DJ Moore, that definitely was a defensive PI, in my opinion. I just felt like the defender made a harder push for the ball. He's allowed to go after it as well. And that was a little bit of the game yesterday. DJ Moore felt like got bullied on that play. Jalen Johnson didn't look interested in tackling Jahmyr Gibbs. It was kind of like, all right, so the Lions are going to bring it. And the Bears are already looking ahead to the playoffs, which we do know, by the way, Saturday night, 7 p.m., 7-seed Packers, 2-seed Bears. And it's going to be on Prime, but it will also air on Fox 32 locally, which is great. We'll get to these phone calls in just a moment. And I did want to ask you, Bears fans who have been waiting so long for a great quarterback, do you feel like you have one? Do you care that Caleb Williams is now the number one all-time single-season passer in a Bears uniform? He passed Eric Kramer. So instead of 38-38, that number is 39-42, 3,942 yards for Caleb Williams. Threw 27 touchdowns this year to just 7 interceptions on the season. How do you feel about Caleb Williams? Let's talk about it. 312-644-6767. Chris is in Wisconsin, wants to talk a little Bears football with us on a Monday morning. Hey, Chris, what's going on? You're on the Score.
Well, you just threw a whole heck of a lot out there. And I got to say to you this. Yes, we finally, I believe, have a quarterback and a coach. It's about time. But they don't wake up. I mean, I'm out here watching the game with my family, and it's like, don't worry, don't worry, don't worry. Boom, here we go. Come second half, fourth quarter. This kid knows how to win in the end. He does. It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me. It's the most exciting games we've ever seen. And hell, I'm an old man. I remember the 85 Super Bowl and whatnot, and we beat him 46-10. That was amazing. But for the years and years and years, and everybody's saying, oh, he's going to get 4,000 yards. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Is he generational? Yeah, I think he is. Is he a talent? Yes, he is. It's amazing how this guy can just turn this team around at the last second in every play to the time is going down. We never know. Are we going to win? We're going to lose. And we walk away as Bear fans say, hey, it was a good game. We tried. We had a good try. We're good. We're very good. They better be worried. And up here where I live in Wisconsin, GB fans are scared. They know we got talent, and I'm absolutely loving it. Your thoughts?
Chris, before you go, you know, I've been asking the mood as a Bears fan. What's your mood right now as a Bears fan?
I'm happier in hell. I'm seriously happier in hell because, like I said, I've got, or that I'm not me, but we have somebody that can lead us. We have somebody that can throw and catch. We have an offense that's extremely well. Little help on defense. Hey, we can get Max Crosby coming over here. Oh, that's the rumor. If we pull Crosby, get out. We're unreal, right? Who's going to stop us?
Chris, one question. It is okay to play with a lead, though, right? Like, you know, all these dramatic victories and all of these come from behind. It didn't work in Green Bay, and it didn't work yesterday. You came up short. Don't you feel a little concerned about there's a pattern there? And I just don't think that's the pattern. That's not the blueprint that you really want, despite how exciting it is at times.
Yes, but you have to understand, us as fans, we've never seen this. We've always seen us lose, lose, lose. This kid will bring us back with, don't give him time on 2 minutes. Don't give him time. And we're all fired up here as fans. Hey, we lose. But we shake our heads, and this is what we say to each other, all of us, as a fandom. We're like, we're good. We got this. We're a little bit away, but we're good. They better let everybody know we're coming. That's a fact.
Chris, I like it. That's good stuff, Chris. I feel like Chris would be, he'd be like a good guy to sit and have a cup of coffee with and just talk about life, because Chris is making his way through optimism. So, in the question we've been asking you, what's your mood? What's your mood as a Bears fan? The first mood take I've gotten is happier than hell. I see the phone lines responding to Chris. I'm guessing that there's not, or perhaps there may be some differing views of your mood as a Bears fan heading towards the playoffs against the Packers on Saturday night. 312-644-6767. Judson Richards with you again. The Bears lose yesterday 19-16, the final score. And Caleb Williams, your quarterback, now your single-season passing leader at 39-42. That is the single-season passing record for the Bears. A couple others, by the way, on what Caleb Williams has accomplished this season. If you look at what he's done, after two seasons and 34 games, Caleb Williams has an interception rate of 1.2%. That is the lowest in NFL history for a quarterback with at least 1,000 pass attempts. And after taking 68 sacks in 2024, Williams was sacked just 24 times in 17 games. Where is your mood as a Bears fan? Let's go to Don in Oak Park with us on 6-7 The Score. Hey, Don, what's going on?
Oh, not too much, man. Not too much. Well, the real season starts Saturday, huh? Well, I mean, we want to play with the big boys, and we want to take our 11-5 record and claim that we're as good as everybody else in the league, which the reality is we really are not. That record breaking 6 wins, you know, when you're trailing with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The cream rises to the top. That stuff doesn't happen in the playoff. You're going to have to play your best football at that time. The Bears just don't have a structured offense. Everything comes off of a broken – it's like a broken play. You know, Caleb gets the ball, and he immediately takes off running to his right, just looking for an open receiver and buying time until somebody comes open. It's like it's not a structured offense. They don't go deep with a structured passing game. The whole left side of the field is completely empty. They don't even use one half of the field. I don't understand that.
Hey, Don. Can I ask you a question? Because
sure.
I think you're recognizing some of the areas where the Bears are struggling heading in towards the playoffs. However, they have punched their ticket into the dance, and they are the 2 seed. Would you call this season a success if they lost to the Packers? Let's say it was a good game. Let's say it was a close game. Would you call this season a success if they lost to the Packers on Saturday night?
No, it wouldn't be a success. No, of course not. They cannot lose this game to the Packers at home in the playoffs. There is that, absolutely. This comes down to this one game. It really comes, this whole season comes down to this game Saturday against the Packers at home. They lose that game. That season was a bust, a complete bust.
Wait, this season would be?
Absolutely.
Don.
If they lose to the Packers at home in the playoffs, this whole season was for nothing.
Well, hold on, Don. Now, by the way, I would agree with you with the success part, but you can't tell me that you don't feel like this is we are on the right track sort of season with a first-year head coach who just took the North, 11-6, the 2 seed, and a second-year quarterback, but really a first-year quarterback who's had a really good coach and what he's been able to do with it. You don't see some positives, like some breadcrumbs towards a much better future after what you've watched this season?
No, what I see is a team that gained a lot of valuable experience. But I'm telling you, you can't win games the way they won games this year and call that a success. They're very fortunate to have been 11-5. They're very fortunate. They could have been a 500 team. And they probably are a 500 team level. Talent-wise, they're probably a 500 team. They're not an 11-5 team.
Mm. Don, thanks for the call. Let's get in a couple others. And you know, the way that they've won those 6 games, trailing with 2 minutes left to go, where they set the record. No NFL team has ever done that. It is not a plan that you should have for next year. In fact, I can promise you there will be games like that they will not win next year. But Don mentioned the word experience. And so it is okay for you to say, yeah, we know we can win like that at times. Let's play from the lead and let's do things better. So I you know, no coaching staff is going to plan on playing games like that. But I'm also not going to remove wins and say this is closer to a 500 team because of the way that they won those games. I would say, great that you won those. Let's play better and play with the lead moving forward. In fact, you'd like to see that on Saturday night. Let's go to Rob in Racine, who wants to weigh in on the conversation. Hey, Rob, what's going on?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I was going to say that with regards to, like, you know, Caleb Williams, obviously he'd be really exciting to watch. I think easily the Bears could have won, you know, both games against Green Bay and vice versa. I think the Packers could have easily won both of those games. But I think now the Packers are just so down with, you know, their injuries and stuff and trending downward as they have the last four games now. So I don't see the Packers winning that game. Maybe they can make it close, but I would say they got to get some turnovers, you know, and not, you know, shoot themselves in the foot, so to speak. So I just think that the Bears will win that game. And, you know, like every team, I think, will say, you know, like the other caller was saying that, you know, there may have been some things on their offense that were lacking. But I'm sure every team has their, you know, their weaknesses and stuff. But
Rob, what's your mood as a Bears fan?
Well, I'm actually just wanted to comment because I'm more of a Packers fan.
I could hear it in your accent, Rob.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
I should have known.
I'll say this. The Bears put together a great season. I got to see highlights of the Monday night game against San Francisco, and I thought the Bears were going to maybe pull that one out too. So I think anything is possible. And, you know, with both teams, I think the defense is a big thing. Of course, the Packers' defense is, you know, hurting too, so it could maybe it'll be a shootout. I don't know, but I don't think it will be that close. So I think, you know, the Bears should at least win by a touchdown.
As a Packers fan, you're conceding that it shouldn't be that close, Rob?
I am, yeah.
Oh, good. Well, good. Let's hope that that's the plan, Rob. Thanks for the call. You know, the game ahead, the Packers being beat up. I certainly don't want to make a case for the Packers, but I could promise you I'm not taking the Packers lightly by any means. Jordan Love may be rusty, I guess, but he's going to be back out there, right? They have a four-game losing streak. He hasn't played since he was concussed. They rested him today. Evan Williams wasn't out there at Soldier Field, their safety, and he is really their best tackler at the second level, which means if the Bears are able to run the ball, the Packers will have their best answer for that. They did not have him last time. And, you know, they're not going to have Micah Parsons. They didn't have Micah Parsons the last time at Soldier Field, and the Packers had a lot of success against the Bears with that defense. So I'm just saying, like, just going, the Packers are really beat up. If you consume any content of what's happening in Packerland, it does feel like the sky is falling. It feels like, I mean, I know the Bears won't be looking past them. They need to be ready. They need to be the exact opposite of what we saw yesterday. By the way, Chris has circled back, who said he's happier than hell. The mood, Chris, you don't usually go back to a caller in the same segment, but I enjoyed our conversation so much. Chris, back with us. Is there something you didn't get to say that you wanted to say, Chris?
Appreciate it. And then I get to hear a little sideline conversation with Ron or whatnot. Hey, listen, you can talk all you want about the Packers. We're not afraid of them. This is no longer Bears afraid of them. You've got I live in Wisconsin. You know what I got to watch all the time? Favre, boom, Rodgers on TV every time. Yes, their talent. It's unbelievable. You cannot tell me you have scored with a third one. I've seen a kid play. He gets panicky. He gets scared. We got a talented quarterback behind us, and we got a head coach. It's not going to happen overnight, but I see this guy play, and I tell everybody, I go, oh, don't give him a minute. Don't give him 2 minutes. We might be losing. Yes, we might lose a game at the last second,
but it's going to be one hell of an arms throwing up. Did he get it? No! And we all love it. I mean, we've never seen this.
Yeah.
This is the most amazing fun we're having now for a damn long time. And they're like, oh, he beat Eric Kramer's record for 4,000 yards. Great. Eric Kramer? That's it? I mean, I work in a bar. I run a bar. I run big bars. And I have to listen to this all the time. And I tell everybody all the time, 30 years, you guys have three quarterbacks. I got 35. And none of them. Andy Dalton.
Chris, thank you for the phone call. Yeah, I will say this about Caleb. You know, he hit 3,942 yards, 27 touchdowns, and what do you have? 7 interceptions on the season. 57.9 is completion percentage. That was after 16 games. I haven't seen the updated just yet. I made a case Friday when I was in for Spiegel and Holmes about why Caleb is a franchise quarterback, why he is the Bears franchise quarterback. I am a believer in Caleb. And, you know, as much as I would probably try to debate his ceiling of why I think he's going to be the Bears quarterback for the next 10 years, you may have a better case just arguing what his floor is and what can he accomplish. Because, you know, when you predict someone to be a franchise quarterback, that conversation, you can go round and round and round, unless maybe it's Patrick Mahomes. He's won multiple Super Bowls, and there's no debating it. Like, in Baltimore, I'm sure there's a conversation about, is Lamar Jackson really the right guy for the future, right? Justin Herbert, maybe someone you have another conversation about. I mean, you can debate, is he or is he not? It reminds me of, you know, the Joe Flacco, is he elite conversation going back a decade ago. But if you look at the skill set, you may have a better chance saying, is the devil you don't know better than the devil that you know? And I find it very hard to believe that there is someone out there that they think is going to give you a better opportunity moving forward. And this is all with belief that Caleb Williams is going to get better. Why make the case for him? Let's hear from QB1. He had some explaining to do after the game, after the Bears lost to the Lions, 19-16, the final score. Here's Caleb Williams talking to the media after the game.
Cool. Let's get it going.
Caleb, Ben expressed his disappointment in the slow start offensively.
Yep.
Take on why he didn't get Jordan in the fourth quarter.
Don't know exactly. Got to go back and watch. I think we came out a little flat, maybe energy wise, and I think we got to do a better job of that, having urgency from the jump and getting that going.
On the whole, what's your takeaway of today's performance? The way it was kind of seesawing.
Yeah. Not good enough. Not good enough to win this game. Not good enough to win, you know, the upcoming games. And so we got to get better, all sides of the ball. But speaking on offense, whatever happens on the other side of the ball, it's not something that we can control. So we have to control what we can. And we got to come out starting fast, being better. And, you know, we'll do that here coming up.
What's the feeling now as you look at the postseason, trying to put these two games behind you and bounce back and wins?
What
in terms of as a team putting these games behind you now new season, as Ben Johnson says?
Yeah, it's something you have to do. It's something that you have to do during the regular season, something you have to do now at this moment. We're going to a new season, and you can't dwell on the past, but you got to find ways to correct what you did in the past and through the losses.
Ben said the message is going to be you guys need to go on a 4-game win streak.
Yep.
Twice before.
Yep.
How do you carry that message to the locker room?
Yeah. You get up tomorrow, you come in, you watch film, you do whatever you have to do, treatment-wise, body-wise, whatever. We have a month left, and we need to, as a team, have that mindset, and we will, I believe.
Caleb, you got the ball back in a tie game. It's a place you guys have been a lot this year. What's your thoughts on the last series and just how it unfolded for you?
We got to execute. Whether that's me getting the guys at the huddle, getting at the line, making checks, whether that's protection, whether that's running the ball, whether that's catching the ball, whether that's, you know, not jumping up, you know, penalty, like it's us playing the ball that we need in those crucial moments. And, you know, we've been better throughout the season, and, you know, we gotta get back to that.
Caleb, the Green Bay series has been very interesting during two seasons here. How do you feel about playing them in the playoffs next year?
Yeah, feel good. Feel good about anybody, whatever position we were going to be in, whatever position we're in now. I feel good about us versus anybody, and, you know, I'll keep carrying that mindset throughout the weeks.
There's a heightened level of aggravation, obviously, after a game like this. How do you describe what that is?
It's aggravating. It's frustrating. The good thing about it is, you know, we're going into the playoffs here, and we got to find ways to be better. The focus has to level up. The urgency has to level up. The play has to level up. You know, the mindset, mentality on the field has to level up, because that's what playoff football is.
Touchdown pass to Jade. What yep. Did you see on that?
Yeah, safety bit on I don't know who was on the right side exactly at that moment, but safety bit on the receiver on the right side. Had Jade going over top, and just read it out. You know, went through my reads, and Jade did a great job.
If you've answered this already, I'm sorry. Just wondering, to get the franchise passing record, I know you're frustrated right now. Do you have any appreciation for this?
No. Need to win the game. Didn't want to leave it up to another team to put us in the seating that we wanted to be in. And I don't know what the case happened with that game, but we didn't execute the way we needed to. And so that number is the number, and so be it.
Trust you, Phil, with Colson, and I know you've talked about it a lot this year. What did you see from him on the touchdown drive and both Cole there on the two-point conversion?
Yeah. What did I throw to Colson? The Cole one, great job scrambling. I ended up seeing him passing off the, you know, we had a kind of a man play lined up, and those, you know, the defense ended up passing off the routes, and so got out the pocket. Cole did a great job finding space and just delivering the ball.
I think it was 12 targets for Colston.
Too. Yeah.
What did you see from him in some of the critical downs, fourth downs early, third downs?
Yeah, I got belief and faith in all our guys, but, you know, just speaking on him is he's done a great job, you know, since we've been together. And, you know, we got to keep that going. We got to keep growing. We got to have this open communication that I always talk about, to be able to have these moments, you know, where we can, you know, click and all the guys can click and, you know, come out victorious.
Caleb, you ran the majority of plays out of that two tight end set.
Yep.
Today. Was that more of a matchup thing, or was that something that you guys have identified with this offense as a strength?
I think it's, you know, it's a week-to-week thing. You know, we line up in and whatever we can gain an advantage in. And so we thought that was going to be our advantage, you know, today. And, you know, we got to go out there and execute.
What did you see on the pick?
On the pick? Had enough space. Guys did a great job blocking for me. Saw DJ have the corner tried to get back, but, you know, he couldn't get back. And saw DJ cross face and you know, thought he won. And then I threw him, you know, a one-on-one ball with the safety. And, you know, from there, it just trust my guy. And, you know, those moments are going to happen. And, you know, I'm going to keep throwing those passes and trusting the guys.
Ben said this was one of your guys' simpler game plans. Does that make it a little more frustrating that you weren't able to execute the way you wanted?
Yeah. And I don't necessarily know what that comes down to, whether it's plays and, you know, guys being confused or, you know, mentality or what. I don't know exactly what. And I think, you know, coaches will help us figure that out for this upcoming week. But whatever it is, we gotta fix it and move on.
What's your sense for just the slow start in the first half for the offense?
I don't know. I got to go back and watch.
As a captain, what's your role in the next 24 hours or so of helping the group collectively get reset and focused on, obviously, what's the biggest game of all?
Yeah, use this frustration. Having two back-to-back losses, but use this frustration. And then find a way to get better. Find a way to put us – it doesn't matter – you know, it doesn't matter if we win the game by one next week or whatever case may be. Find a way to give us and ourselves the advantage to be able to win the game and do that.
Have there been moments this year where you guys have used your frustration?
Not that. Yeah. We went 0-2. Frustration was there. We had losses that we felt like we shouldn't have lost. Frustration there and you know, these past 2 weeks. And so, you know, we're going to use this frustration. We're going to, you know, get on a roll here this week, starting this week. And, you know, that's the focus.
Do you feel like you were able to use your legs enough in this game?
Probably could have used them more. But, you know, that's you know, you can go back and figure that out after the game. But, you know, in the moments, felt good. Pocket felt good. And tried to deliver, you know, some runner's ball to the guys.
Caleb, Ben said he considered going for it on the last fourth down before. Mm-hmm. Did you have input in that conversation at all?
No. That's his decision, as a coach, as our leader. that's his decision. Do I want the ball?
Yes.
Anybody wants the ball, any competitor, any player in those moments, yeah, you want the ball in that moment, but you trust your coach's call, and I'll do it a thousand times over, believing and trusting in his call, but also whoever, you know, whether, you know, is putting a punt team out there and putting a defense back out there. I trust him. I trust our guys. And, you know, if he has us on the field, I think everybody on the sideline trusts us also.
Caleb, where do you feel like your game is at? Where you have this frustrating game today, but the three before that, you're on a good run.
Yeah, I mean, felt like I saw it well today. We got to find ways to, you know, get a few more completions, keep the drives going. I don't know what our third down percentage was, but at one point I looked up and we were 1 for 7 on third down, and that's frustrating to be in, because third downs is one of the biggest downs, and keeping drives alive and alive. And so we got to be better. We will be better in these upcoming weeks.
Couple more. So you had a Ben Johnson jersey this morning.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that?
Got it made. Just kind of support for him.
Caleb, you and Kate were having a conversation with Lockers. What was the gist of that conversation in a situation like this?
You after a loss, you know, you're supremely frustrated, and so not coming out to win, you know, it's frustrating. In a game that you feel like you could have won, should have won, and you know, from there it's just the vet talking to the young guy, you know, trying to help me and figure out and find ways to help this team, help my growth, and you know, for this team, but also the future of this team. Awesome. The Bears.
All right, that was Caleb Williams after the game. You want to respond to any of that? Let's do it. 312-644-6767. You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Chris Emma, who was at that game, in fact, I think he may have drew the eyes from Ben Johnson on one of his questions that he asked in postgame. We'll get Emma's report of what went down on a Bears loss at Soldier Field yesterday. Hour number two, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.